Всем привет, это Кира Пластинина.
Hi, this is Kira Plastinina. I'm in New York. I've just opened my first store here, and I'm very happy. I want to say hello to everybody.
Meet Kira Plastinina. Seems typical of most 15-year-olds. Clothes, makeup, fun, loves cell phones and celebrities. But there is one big difference. Kira has a chain of teenage clothing stores named after her. Dad, Sergey Plastinin, a multimillionaire from Moscow, recognized his daughter's talent and enthusiasm for clothing design. And he put up millions of dollars that have become more than 40 stores in Russia and several in Kazakhstan and Ukraine. Now the first of what he says will be many in the United States is here in New York. It was a nervous, happy and anxious Kira who cut the ceremonial ribbon in New York's popular Soho district. How did the dream begin?
I always loved to draw and I always loved to design, and when I was little my parents would be like, Kira, what are you doing? And I'll be like, I'm doing my homework, and then they'll be like, are you really? Like, well, actually I'm drawing. I travel a lot and a lot of my inspiration I get from just walking in the streets and seeing fashionable women on the streets. It's a lot of dresses and a lot of girly stuff. It's a very happy day for me.
It was a big opening. But in a country in the midst of an economic downturn, was it a good time and a good decision? David Moyne is with the fashion newspaper Women's Wear Daily.
There's a lot of competition in that sector, but I think because there's a uniqueness to it, being a teenage designer and the fact that it's Russian, I think there would be a lot of curiosity from the get-go.
The store has lots of glitz, pounding music, and an inventory of trendy, moderately priced clothing. Many top fashion experts in the teen field have given Kira Plastinina a positive review. Jane Keltner is fashion features editor of Teen Vogue.
I think she has a lot of drive, which is important in the fashion industry. She loves fashion, and you can see that in the clothes. There's so much spirit. Teenagers are always looking for something new. Russia is this huge, unexplored market at the moment. All these luxury conglomerates are moving over there and opening there, and I think it's a natural step that people will be interested in what's coming out of Russia as well.
Keltner believes Kira Plastinina should be a success. She says teens do not think so much about economic downturns or recessions. They think about the next jacket, or purse, or blouse. Items of clothing or an accessory that will make them feel good about themselves, and at the same time, make a fashion statement.
I don't agree that because a recession might be coming on, people suddenly don't care about how they look and don't want to go shopping. And I think especially for teenagers, a downturn in the economy is not on their mind.
Bob Higgins is president of Kira Plastinina U.S.
We talk about Kira all the time, and so what she brings to it is just a very different approach. I don't think I have to tell you guys that there's not many 15-year-old fashion designers out there.
But the true test is customer reaction.
I think the color and the energy is so robust. I'm just looking around and I think that there are a lot of cute stuff, yes.
I'm buying this hat because I think it's really cute and I love the little heart, and it's just young and spirited, and you can wear it with your jeans, you can wear it with a bathing suit.
At 15, Kira Plastinina has already accomplished a great deal. Her first store in America, a celebrity in her own right in her own country, and now poised to become the next big name in the fashion industry.
I believe that if you have a dream, you should continue working in it don't forget about the dreams you have, because you'll be able to achieve them if you really want it, and everything's possible.
This is Елена Михайлова, reporting from New York City.